In thinking about bringing 2014 to a close and getting ready for 2015, I never know, I'm just going to be honest with you, it's just everybody in this room, I never know from year to year whether I'm going to be alive at the end of it or not. I've gone through some pretty tough stuff. But actually 2014 for me wasn't a bad year health-wise. Much better than 2013 ended up being. But a lot of good things happened for Monica and I. We were finally able to sell our home in 2014. That took a lot of pressure off of us. And we've got a nice, smaller home. We're the closest we've ever been to the church. We're 10 minutes away from here. And so, you know, I got both of my kids educated in 2014. They both finished their degrees. They both have good jobs. My wife, 2 years away from retiring, 2 years away, then she and I will be together Monday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
You'll find you a part-time job.
We're just going to be as, we're going to be as happy as Larry and Maxine. That's just how we're going to be. See, Larry and Maxine are together Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
You're going to have to get 25 more years practice.
2015. I'm trying to think about what would I want the most of in 2015. You know, two things really come to mind real fast. Some of them are, you know, always we say we want health. And I do. I pray for that. I need my health to be able to stand up here and be able to preach God's word and take it around the world on the internet like we do. I pray for that every day. We all pray that our finances stay stable. We all know we're in a world where hopefully we don't worship the dollar bill, but we all know we do have to have money to live off. So we pray that everybody's stable that way. You know, you always pray that you want your children safe. You know, you want everybody in your family to be safe and to be healthy and to have everything that we need. And that's always at the top of everybody's list. And I don't know that there's anything wrong with that, but I do think when we get to the very top of the list, and I'll take this on into 2015 a little bit, the one thing that I really need at the very top of the list is absolutely godly wisdom.
Amen.
Wisdom is what guides me in every decision in life that I make. It guides me in every word that comes out of my mouth. It guides me in the steps that I take, all that I do. If there's anything that really needs to be at the top of my list, as I need to get wiser. And the only way to do that, to really truly do that, is to really make sure you're at God's house in 2015. You're praying to the Lord every day in 2015. And you're studying God's word every day in 2015. If you do that, no matter what 2015 is going to bring, it could be a good year, it could be a bad year, it could be an indifferent type of year. But if you do those three things, no matter what happens in 2015, the Lord could come, and that would be okay with me.
Amen.
Or if I go to meeting, that's okay with me as well. But until that time comes, let us truly understand how important godly wisdom is in your home, among your family, and everything that you do. Are you with me? Say amen.
Amen.
All right, let's go look at some scriptures, little Larry. James, a very good book, says, if any of you lack wisdom. Now, let me tell you, when it says if, all of us like it. That if's not the word here. Okay? Every person here, including myself, needs more godly wisdom. Alright? Everybody said what?
Amen.
If you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. How do I get wisdom? That's right. So if I'm going to be wise, it's all involved in my prayer life. Everybody with me? Prayer life, but I'm going to talk about this live coming in January. Prayer is the key to what keeps us going. And I'm going to talk a lot about prayer in the beginning of 2015. But if any of you like wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all people. This means he gives not only to everybody, but he'll give you as much as you want. He ain't gonna hold back. It's just like when I was 10 years old and I went and asked my dad for $100. He gave me a dollar. I said, Dad, I asked for $100. He said, no, you get a dollar. Back at that time, it took a long time for Dad to make $100 when I was 10 years old. Of course, it may have took him a long time to make a dollar, but the man was tight. I mean, I didn't get a car when I was 16 years old. Y'all feel sorry for me? Don't even say a word to me.
I'd be lucky to get a dollar.
That's key, but that's key, but yeah. Say so you're sorry, Stephanie. That's key. Give it to all men liberally, and upbraid it not, and it shall be given you. That's just fancy way of saying if you ask for it, I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to give it to you just exactly how much you need. So if you pray for wisdom, God ain't going to hold that back from you. He's going to be glad to give it to you. But how do you ask him? Well, let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and is tossed. You see this verse 6? I'm going to keep that on the screen a lot in 2015, and I'm going to tell you why. We got more people in church that are just floating than more people that are swimming. Amen. Now, let me tell you something about when you float out in the ocean. When you just float, when the waves come along in life, baby, they're going to really hurt you. Not only are they not going to take you to shore, they're going to take you farther out to sea. If shore represents God, if sea represents Satan, if you float, you're going to end up more towards Satan's way than you are God's way. We need people to just really truly make up their minds. Either I'm going to serve God or not. We really need people to just make up their mind. Because we've got people that are just floating around out here. They're just there. They don't know why they're there. They're just sort of there. You know, we need people to say, listen, I'm going to be in God's house and I don't care what. If I'm in the hospital, I may not be there. Everybody deserves a vacation. If you're on vacation, that's fine. But other than being sick and on vacation, I am going to be in God's house.
Amen.
I promise you it'll make a difference in 2015.
Amen.
All right, everybody. For let not the man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Double-minded means one day I'm for the Lord, next day I can't stand it. One day I'm for him, next day I don't know. You know, that's about part of what happens that day. You don't serve God on your emotions. Because if you do, Satan will have a field day with you. If I wake up that day and if I say, Lord, if everything goes right today, I'm going to worship you. Well, let me tell you something, ain't nothing going to go right.
Amen.
Ain't nothing going to go right. We don't live in a perfect world. If you make that kind of threat to God, I promise you there ain't nothing going to go right. Yeah, if you get up and you say, Father, I don't care what this day brings, good or bad, I'm standing with you. You are my God. I love my Jesus. And I will serve you no matter what. You might be surprised what kind of thing you're going to have. You really just might do that. All right? Double-minded means, you know, it's unstable. Make up your mind and stick with it. Make up your mind. Am I going to serve God or if I'm not? Make up your mind. Do what you need to be doing. All right, little Larry. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, it can be against us. Here's the deal. There's going to be a lot of things going to be against you in 2015. I promise you. There's going to be a lot of things that are going to come up in your world. Who knows what you're going to face? Who knows what you're going to see? Who knows what you're going to have to deal with? But I promise you, there's going to be some things that's going to be against you in 2015. I don't know what it could be. It could be your kids, your spouse, your job, your finances. I hate to say this, but it can be your church sometimes. Because churches are full of human people. But whatever it is, understand this. If God is for you, don't worry about who's against you.
Amen.
That's who I want. I would rather have God for me than all of you for me. And I don't mean that in a bad way. And really, you really want God more for you than you want a preacher for you. Preachers come and go. God's here for eternity.
Amen.
God's who needs to be at the top of your list. Okay? You got other things that are very important to you, your family and your job and all kinds of stuff. But God has to be at the very top of your list. Understand that? Because if God be for us, who can be against us? All right, Brother Larry, let's finish. We use this a lot early in 2014. I may use it some again in 2015, but we've had this up a lot. For with God, nothing should be impossible. Believe me, we live in an impossible world, it seems like to me. Everywhere you turn, everywhere you look, there's always something bad going on around the world. And I'll tell you something, folks, I wish I could tell you that's going to get better, but if you've been under my ministry, under my teaching for years, I went through an entire year in the book of Revelation. You know it's not going to get any better. Don't be looking like it's going to get better. It's not. But it doesn't mean that it should affect you. It should drive you even more. Because as the world gets worse, you stay with God, you will be on solid, safe ground.
Amen.
You get away from God, and I promise you, you will hurt, you will fall, you will fail. And the choice is yours. And those who watch me by the internet, you need to just make up your mind. What are you doing? Don't be lukewarm. Lord knows, Revelation's got that in there too. Don't be you. I'm for God one day, and one day I'm not. Let me tell you something. You do not want God to spit you out of his mouth.
Amen.
You want to be on fire for God. You want to make up your mind who you're serving, who you're doing, who you're with, what's going on. 2015, you need to be in God's house. Give the Lord a hand of applause. We're not done yet. We've got a few days left. Understand one thing. We say, for with God nothing is impossible. We truly believe that. And I want you to understand that whatever that you face as we finish out this year, or whatever you face going in to this next year, face it with God. Because no matter what you're dealing with, nothing is impossible. Toward the end of 2013, I was a pretty sick boy. Went on dialysis. Got very close to dying. Had some rough days. God was with me. All I kept saying to myself while I was sitting there in the corner, and they were taking blood out of me, putting blood in me, and the world was going on past me, I just kept saying, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. Today, I don't do that. Today I do it at home while I sleep. Most people look at me, don't even have a balance. I feel good, except I failed yesterday. But I fell on my right, and that was a good place for me to fall. I bounced about this high. I fell back down. I'm a little sore, but I'm okay. And you know, I tease about that, but there ain't no doubt in my mind. Satan tried to trip me and try to get me to get hurt. Because there's one thing that he wants me out of this place and out of this church and out of this business. Because even when we're just preaching to 60 or 70 people here, we're preaching to hundreds of people over the internet. We're trying to reach the world. Satan don't like that. Don't like it at all. He don't want us to reach the world. in 2015 let's do everything we can to support this church financially, support it with your prayers and all that we do. Because folks, as long as that camera's back there going, it's more than just you and I sitting in this pew. There are people's lives that are being changed because we want to present Jesus. This little church, this little community in Louisville, Kentucky, Fairdale, Kentucky, wherever you want to say we're at, as long as we're reaching people, believe me, there's nothing impossible.
Amen.
Give the Lord a hand of applause. Stand with me, please. Father, in the precious and holy name of Jesus, we know that you're in this place. Your spirit is in this place. Your amazing, wonderful grace is in this place. Father, if there be one here today that's lost, I pray, Father, that you reach out to them. They come. Let me have a word of prayer with them, and let me truly just introduce them to the family of God. Father, truly, we thank you for all that you do. Father, we love you. We pray, Father, that you'll touch this invitation to all who may need to come and bless their steps. In Jesus' name. As every head is bowed and every eye is closed, as Larry begins to play, would you come? Would you come? Thank you.